Track 15. Unit 12. Listening. Part 1. Multiple choice. Extract 1. You hear a motivational speaker giving a talk to a group of people.
The message to take away from today's session is that the barriers holding you back are overwhelmingly in your head. You need to silence the inner voice telling you you're not good enough to fulfill your dreams, that you're not ready, that you'll be poked fun at for even trying. Yes, you can never make full provision for what life throws at you, no matter how hard you try. And yes, you may raise a few eyebrows by engendering important life changes. But we're talking about a tiny minority whose derogatory comments aren't worth even a second of your thoughts. Now, you may be thinking, it's all very well for him to tell us to change our lives, but what does he know about the difficulties we're facing? I don't claim to know what you're each going through, but I've been in this business long enough to realise that no challenges are insurmountable, and in fact, many of those who've turned their lives around have gone on to achieve great things despite, maybe even because of, formidable personal circumstances. It's time to shake off your past and look forward to a bright future. Who's with me?
Extract 2. You will hear two friends talking about running.
How did you get into running?
I used to run to keep in shape in my youth, but as my career took off, I let it lapse, with never enough hours in the day. Then we happened to get a puppy, and because I work from home, it fell to me to take her for long daily walks.
Couldn't you have kept them short?
I tried, but then she'd pester me until I relented and took her out again. Those long treks really ate into my working day, so I figured I need to squeeze them into shorter periods. Hence the running. I'm still not up to my previous levels of fitness, but I'm getting there. What about you?
I can't imagine life without running. I'm hooked on the feel-good endorphins released into my bloodstream during a run, and really miss them when I'm too confined to my sickbed. Also, all that time alone with my thoughts always triggers a flood of inspiration, doesn't it?
Sure. I get a kick from the idea that my immune system is so strong after all those runs in the rain and snow, and I find my head swimming with novel ideas when I'm out and about.
Extract 3. You will hear a woman talking about a sports accident.
I've always loved sports, tennis, swimming, everything. In my early teens, I was playing hockey when the ball hit me square on the nose. With blood everywhere, as you can imagine, I was sent to the school nurse with a suspected breakage. I don't remember being checked for possible concussion. The whole event was just a blur to me, and looking back, that's probably why. I was convinced I was covered in cuts and remember being almost disappointed once I'd been cleaned up to find no external traces of the accident whatsoever. The next day, the doctor reassured my parents there was nothing untoward, but she said something that struck me as odd. In your 40s, you'll need an operation. I recall thinking, how can I be expected to remember that for almost 30 years? But sure enough, not long after my 40th birthday, it became blindingly obvious I'd need surgery on my internal tubing. For one thing, I was constantly coming down with annoying little colds. But the worst thing was that whenever I went to the pool, I was sneezing for days on end, and I wasn't prepared to go on like that. So I went along with her wise words from long before.